This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. My guest today is Jason Christoff, certified holistic life coach from Canada. He started Physical Limits Fitness in 1994 and has written over 1,000 health articles, with hundreds appearing in many newspapers and health journals. Jason has been interviewed recently by several U.S. radio stations regarding his principles on healthy living. He was also invited to speak on health topics on the CBS Morning Show and appeared on the Dr. Phil Show, featuring fitness trainers from across North America. Jason specializes in exercise coaching, healthy living principles, overcoming addiction, weight loss, and healing while facing a health crisis. I've posted many videos on Twitter and on my Facebook page of Jason's previous interviews. Today we're going to discuss how chemtrails, vaccines, prescription drugs, fluorinated water and GMO foods are manipulating the minds and bodies of mankind. Jason says the elite motivation is to automate humanity into a computer class of workers, and he will explain how that extends to mind control and the practice of inoculating people with vaccines and mind-numbing chemicals. Jason is also writing a new book titled Human Farming, which will describe the way humans are manipulated, tricked, and coerced into living their worst lives for the benefit of the ruling 1%. He also wrote an article titled The Top 5 Signs Someone is Under Mind Control, and hopefully he will discuss those five signs for us. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Evelyn, thank you for having me on. That was quite the mouthful.
Oh, I have a hard time with introductions. I'm so grateful to have you on. I've been listening to your videos some more, and boy, you are so knowledgeable about everything. So what do you want to start out with?
What interests you, Evelyn, in terms of, I know you were asking me some questions about, you know, vaccines the last time we talked. If you wanted to start there, we could start there. I mean, a lot of people are not aware of the vaccine issue, and it's a hot button issue. When you get people discussing vaccines today, many of them will simply repeat what the authority figures told them. And that's a form of mind control that starts when we're children in the schools, where we're given good grades and the Smurf stamp, the 10 out of 10, and the golden star. And it's almost like the thinking is beaten out of us by this. It's like an indoctrination system. And if anybody wants to, you know, trace the history of public schooling and its true motivations, they can read books by John Taylor Gatto. One of them is Weapons of Mass Instruction, where it clearly indicates, the schooling system is designed to produce a workforce of obedient order takers. So what we're doing with the vaccine issue is we're seeing the reflection or at the end result of what happens when you have a whole population conditioned through a system where they're rewarded to repeat what authority figures tell them without any kind of moral or ethical review or any sort of research whatsoever. So it's a very sticky situation, like all these situations, because the population has been, kind of programmed or mind controlled or brainwashed to find security and to find safety in repeating what authority figures tell them without any kind of independent research themselves. And vaccines have never been proven to improve immunity or improve health in any way. And a lot of people don't do the research to find that out, but there's a very important reason they don't do the research, is because they've been conditioned that if they do or they question authority, that the punishments come. So all mind control technology is based on reward and punishment systems. So even though the research is out there that vaccines, you know, really aren't designed to improve health in any way, most people are actually too afraid to even question it and simply repeat what the authority figure tells them for their 10 out of 10, their gold star. But they're getting it in the adult world. They're getting positive feedback from their friends. They walk the world unharassed. They don't get bullied. They don't get coerced. So we're living in a tyrannical society where thinking's on its way out because of all these little subtle, some of them not so subtle, systems of reward and punishment, where the society isn't even permitted to think anymore.
Right. That is a huge problem in this country.
It is, and with this sort of issue, it's a blanket issue. So there's big picture issues, like there's patterns of tyrannical control, and there's also particulars of tyrannical control. These things are the big patterns where it doesn't matter if you're talking about chemtrails or you're talking about vaccinations. And vaccinations, they're the most sinister of control mechanisms in our society because of how the body reacts when you put poisons under the skin. So there's documented poisons in vaccines, and when you put those under the skin, they cause a lot of damage, a lot of immune dysfunction that causes the body to attack itself in the effort to try and clean out these metals that are included, like aluminum and mercury. And aluminum and mercury have been hand-picked. And this is where it's very hard to bring the population into this realm, that we have people in positions of power that would hand-pick aluminum and mercury specifically because they cause brain damage. When you test aluminum and mercury in the human body, it does stick to all tissues, but it sticks primarily to the neurological tissue. And there's neurological tissue in the intestines, and of course there's some in the spinal cord, and there's some in the brain. And this is the actual reason why these metals are hand-picked to be inside vaccines, so that they cause this low-grade brain damage over the collective, over the herd. And given this low-grade brain damage being the goal, some people will succumb, you know, too much, and that's where you get the autism, and you can have instant death occurring from vaccines. But Dr. Russell Blaylock, a board-certified neurosurgeon, has proved conclusively that regardless if someone experiences an adverse reaction with a vaccine, brain damage is evident in each person that takes a vaccine, whether they experience a negative reaction at the time of injection or not. In this sort of agenda, to use heavy metals and to use poison to sort of dumb down the human cattle, to increase manipulation, theft, and control and authority over the dysfunctional herd. This is why the population rate now, number one, can't really connect the dots, because when someone has this low-grade brain damage, I can pick it out probably within 2 or 3 hours of talking to them, but it becomes the norm. People today, there's this huge mass of people with very low IQ, and if you were to expect to identify them very easily, it's not that easy to identify them. You know, they're not, you know, mentally deranged. They're not. They're not bums on the street. They're the average person. And this low-grade brain damage is part and parcel of where the ruling 1% is pushing the population, simply because they know that this sort of population is absolutely necessary for the future plans that these groups hold, which is ruling the world with an iron fist. So it kind of eliminates rebellion potential in the slave class by having, there's been some people that even said this is, you know, the society of the future will work best with a very large population of, you know, mind damage, brain damage, super slaves who are nothing more than drooling trolls. The phrase drooling trolls has been actually quoted from a economics professor out of a university in the UK. A lot of people are aware of what's going on. The average person is not aware that the genetically modified foods, the vaccines in particular, are you know, GMOs, pesticides on the food, vaccines, the medications, the electromagnetic frequencies from their phone, they all have a huge impact on the body, and in a very negative way, and in a synergistic way as well, where electronic microwave frequencies from a phone will do, say, 10 out of 100 worth of damage to your body. But if you add in mercury from the vaccines, you go to 100 out of 100. You get 10 times the damaging effect when you start combining these kind of eugenic modalities that have always, you know, been used against the human population for control purposes. So we're in a bit of a pickle right now in our society.
Yeah, I would agree.
Guaranteed.
Well, you know, the problem I have with people, you know, when I try explaining to them what these GMOs and these pesticides and the vaccines and the prescription drugs and everything are doing to them, and, you know, harming them so bad, people always, they'll think that I mean they've been doing this forever. You know, I mean, people say, well, I'm this old, you know, I've been eating all that food all these years, it hasn't harmed me, you know. And I try to explain to people that the GMO foods and the pesticides and stuff didn't even come out until the 1990s. But they're in all these hormones and steroids and everything and the meat that they're eating, that they don't understand that this food has been poisoned so badly since the 1990s. You know,
well, they're just really, Evelyn, is the people who orchestrate this sort of agenda know that they use what's called Fabianistic approach, which is an inch, like a baby step approach, inch by inch. Sort
right.
of, you know, the short story about the frog. You put the frog in boiling water, he jumps out, but if you put the frog in, you know, lukewarm water and boil it, gradually the frog will boil to death in it. So these sort of steps, they're very well aware that the human cattle will react violently to large changes that they can kind of recognize that they're going to be the victim of some kind of eugenic Nazi-like application.
Right.
Our human farmers have, everything evolves, even evil. So our human farmers aren't into the barbed wire concentration camp, railway, transportation to the camp. They're not into that anymore because it's too obvious. And legally, what they learned in the Nuremberg trials is that if you eugenically terrorize people, you try to euthanize them, and you get caught, there's a good chance you know your plan's gonna go south very quickly, and you could hang yourself, you could be killed.
Right.
So what they've done now is they've evolved their system of stealth euthanasia to the point where they no longer have to go out and eugenically exterminate people themselves. But what they do is they use ancient forms of mind control using positive emotion and negative emotion, reward and punishment systems, where they're tricking the population to do to themselves what they could only dream of, which is exterminate themselves on behalf of the state. So when a mother comes in to vaccinate her child, she's doing so because of ancient mind control techniques. And there's no law against, you're not going to be able to, like, who goes to jail, Evelyn, when you kill yourself?
Nobody.
No one. Right?
Right. Right.
What was that?
I said, right, no one.
Correct. So no one, there's no legal repercussions if I trick you to euthanize yourself or I trick you to euthanize your own child under the false pretense that you're vaccinating the child.
Right.
So this, and I can manipulate the money supply so that you can only afford the genetically modified food. I can manipulate the laws so that you're eating genetically modified foods proven to cause cancer, but you're not aware of it because I also control the media. So it's supposed to be what's called the media is supposed to be the fifth estate. It's supposed to be an invisible hand of the public to control any government. But the people who are running the government now run the media, so you're not getting the truth about the vaccines, you're not getting the truth about genetically modified foods, or the chemtrails, or the fluoride. And the media and the government use the education system to find the most reflexively obedient slaves they can find. So what you think is good grades, what the average person thinks is high marks or high academic achievement, is simply a testament that that person will repeat exactly what they're told without any moral or ethical review. So what the education system has done, it's become a sorting system for the ruling 1% to sort and comb through the population for the most psychopathic order takers we can produce as a collective. And then those people with psychopathic tendencies, which is to repeat what they're told without ethical or moral review, are promoted up to those government positions and the positions in media, so that when these weird orders come across the table, where when these sinister, immoral, and unethical orders come across the table, they will, in most part, comply instantly, because that's what the education system has brainwashed them to do, is to think that all my rewards come from repeating. So these are a lot bigger problems that we have, is that we have the higher echelons of all our institutions housed by psychopathic personalities that put themselves first in front of the public. And these are the ingredients you need for a Holocaust. We're already in the Holocaust 2.0.
Oh, I believe that.
We're being manipulated daily by CNN, and those are another whole discussion on its own, because these, what we think are corporations, CNN, Walmart, Nike, these are all businesses that work together against the population. They're all staffed and owned by people from certain groups that get together outside eyesight of the public to coordinate certain attacks. Like even Lexus this morning, you know, Lexus cars.
Right.
I was at the fitness club, and across the TV screen raced a commercial for Lexus automobiles. And of course, I wasn't concerned until I saw animated vision of the driverless car. Now, the driverless car holds so much sinister potential for our society, it's a whole other radio show in itself. But at the end of the commercial, it said, enjoy driving while you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so the driverless car, see, with the agenda of, you know, what I call the human farmers or our social engineers, they know that their slated agenda includes ruling the population with an ever-increasing iron fist, and they no longer want to habitate the same territory as the slave class.
Oh, really?
So if a doctor injects your kid, and your kid dies from the vaccine, you could potentially rebel and go after that doctor. They know that that situation and thousands more like it are going to present itself over the next...
Oh, yes, it is.
They no longer want to live in our communities. So what they're going to do... Yeah, well, what they do, what they're trying to do with the driverless car, Evelyn, is make sure you can never find them. So they're going to have...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so under Agenda 21 or what's called Global Goals 2020 or Global Goals 2030, their entire idea is to segregate the human cattle that work at the factories and do the menial tasks in certain geographical areas of the U.S., and then the ruling 1% have other very lush and luxurious communities, and the driverless car is their ticket to have that happen because you're never going to be able to drive there yourself. And then if you don't vaccinate, like if you get in your car and you're not up to date on your toxic vaccinations, your car will just say, we're going to take you to the hospital before you go to work to get your shot. And you don't have control of your car.
Is the mind control really this strong in this country that they're going to get away with this stuff?
Well, unfortunately, the U.S. has always been the most heavily programmed or, say, targeted nation for many reasons. Number one, I think, was King Henry? Trying to think of the king that the U.S. broke away from with the 13 colonies. The U.S. did that. It wasn't really appreciated, and that stuck in the thorn of the royal family. There's been no paper signed after your War of Independence that severed the relationship between you and the U.K., your country and the U.K. And there's a place in the United Kingdom called the Tavistock Institute, and this is where all mind control technology is mastered. And they have targeted their mind control technology through American universities to kind of data mine the U.S. public to see what makes them most compliant to their agenda. And the reason the U.S. is the most heavily targeted mind control nation is because the U.S. has always been designated as the military wing of the ruling elite. So when there's a country that needs to be taken care of, the U.S. Army has to come in, and it's been proven that for soldiers to fight effectively, they have to be almost chemically lobotomized under, like, psychedelic control. And this is why the pollution is so heavy in the U.S. with the food supply. People are literally killing themselves, and then, the people who orchestrate this are coming, picking over the carcasses and recruiting very young, chemically lobotomized men and women into the army to go fight wars on behalf of, you think it's corporations or profit. This is just an ancient religious war is what it is. And a lot of people can't even comprehend that, you know, the food they eat hurts their brain. So if you can't comprehend that, you know, you live in a slave camp and you're surrounded by only toxic food, air, and water, if you can't comprehend that, you'll never get on the Internet and investigate that the United Kingdom still owns the United States, that your elected representatives don't represent you. And that's the same in Canada as well. It's not just picking on the U.S. There's a lot of great people in the United States. I mean, there's a lot of great people at your radio station trying to get this message out in one way or another.
Well, right, and that's why we're taping this early, because, of course, you know, anytime I mentioned I was going to be talking about Pizzagate, you know, well, most of the shows that the things I talk about, they don't like, and they usually interrupt the shows. They'll cut off a call or cut off both. Or the last time on the Pizzagate, they cut off, the time before, the week before last, they cut off the show a half hour early in both of our phones, and they cut the whole Internet off to PRN. They were offline for 2.5 hours.
And this is not a surprise.
Well, now I started taping them early.
You're getting very close. With something like Pizzagate, if you research Pizzagate, you're going to understand a couple of things. One of them is you're finally going to find out how old these ruling families are. The religion that includes pedophilia, child sacrifice, child abuse, and the focus on the attack of the child is an ancient Middle Eastern religion out of Egypt, Babylonia, and Samaria, and ancient Greece as well. And that's why the ancient Greeks used to, you know, love having young boys around in the Senate and within government channels of power. So this ancient religion is still being practiced today by the same groups that have always ruled the earth with a tyrannical fist. So this isn't just a bunch of government diplomats today molesting children and, you know, blood sacrifice. This goes back a lot longer than people are aware of. If you follow Graham Hancock or you follow Michael Cremo, Cremo is C-R-E-M-O, they will tell you outright that part of the control mechanism is that none of the truth about our history is given to us, especially who these people are, what they believe in. And one of their main religious ideologies is, you know, the rape and murder of children. And we still do that. This is how good the mind control is. Circumcision, the act of satanically butchering an infant male, is still practiced today, and it's one of their ancient rituals of attacking children. And because of the mind control, the average person thinks this is okay, and that's the whole agenda right there, Evelyn. They want their religion reborn in the mind of the newest public, who think that injecting poisons into children is okay. Some of the ingredients in vaccines are aborted fetal tissue derived. They want us to think that killing children and then injecting portions of the murdered children into living children is okay. They've already have us believing circumcision is okay. And it's one child abuse ritual after another. And they're manipulating us and tricking us to make us like them, so that they can walk amongst us without us saying anything. And they're very close. And this is what they're trying to do now, is they're purposely starting to show who they are. Because they know they're very close to everybody accepting it. Because they've turned our society from a moral and ethical society to a hedonistic, sexual orgasm at all costs society, where the average person lives their life from pleasure with their coffee, pleasure with their food. They masturbate on to porn on the internet. Then they're doing some drugs. Then they're cheating on their wife. Then they're, you know, shopping for things they don't need to impress people they don't know. And this is how they do it, is they morally corrupt the entire society, so that when they dare come out into light, we're just as morally corrupt as they are, and then we can't make the distinction anymore. We can't recognize how satanic they are, because we've been manipulated into being people that are just as satanic. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yes, it does. It does. And you know, when you were talking about the education before and how it's just an indoctrination of our children, you want to talk a little bit about the sex education now that they're giving out in our schools?
Well, this is
I'm glad I don't have any kids in school, because I'll tell you, I would not sit still for this filth they're teaching our kids.
You say you wouldn't, and that's, you know, we're not going to throw the public completely under the bus, because there's many other factors here. Say with vaccination in California, where they passed a law where you have to vaccinate your kid to attend school, they've already destroyed the family, so most people are single parents.
Yeah.
So once you're a single parent, this kind of tyrannical rule is a lot easier to put in motion, because the average parent can't quit their job to homeschool their kid. And then during the war, they got the women out into the workforce to make them feel you know, kind of test the waters, see if they liked it. So this sort of thing, these are the baby steps that you get the women out of the house. They're not protecting the kids anymore. They're not feeding the kids. The family's getting destroyed. Because you know why the family's getting destroyed? Because they've taught us to be like them, where we live our life for pleasure instead of for morality. And if you think I go to church because I talk about morality or ethics or, you know, sound like a preacher, I don't. But this is how they work.
Right.
So,
well, I always had this aversion to organized religion, I'd call it, you know. I said I just didn't, over the years, I just didn't like the idea of listening to a human being tell me what God said, you know.
Right.
And now that I've been investigating this, well, I actually was investigating the world leaders running this pedophile and human trafficking network for over a year because I was going to write a book on it, world leaders running this pedophile network. But then Pizzagate broke, so there won't be any need for a book from me. I'm sure there'll be plenty of them out there. But then I investigated, you know, the Catholic religion's always out there because they're always getting busted because there's so many of them. But then I investigated all the other religions and stuff, too, and it was like, yeah, you were right about this organized religion, you know, that you didn't want to be a part of it.
And there's always a pattern to a lot of these things that kind of, you know, make people outsource their thinking. So it's not, say, religion is the problem or religious people are the problem, but any sort of system where you outsource your thinking or you outsource your morality or, you know, I have a big library and someone says, well, you should only have one book and the library should only have the Bible and go after only that one book. And that's what we're seeing today as well, is that we're being run by books. And that was the original book that used to run us. Now we're run by medical journals, where you have to do what the medical journal says. It's the same pattern, because the ruling families who organize this sort of mind control and mental takeover, they're well aware of, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So they switch from controlling people's thoughts and emotions with, you know, one book, and now they've evolved into controlling people's behavior with the medical journal, the doctor's the new priest, and then you bring your child up for the sacrifice on the stainless steel altar to prove your worth to the cult, you know. It's the same sort of pattern inside a lot of these things that we're talking about. If we go back to the school issue, if you just want to wrap it up very quickly with the school issue, is that there's overly sexual changes in the sex ed curriculum for kids and the ages getting lower and lower. But
well, that's my problem, because like I was thinking, you know, I was going over the different things they're teaching kids in these younger grades. I mean, they are teaching things in fifth grade that I never even knew about, even heard about until I was thinking this one. I'm 19 years old, for God's sake.
Well, the whole,
you know,
agenda
about
there
anal
is
anal sex and things, that it's just unbelievable to me.
Well, the thing about, you know, the anal sex agenda is an agenda all on its own because there's no reproduction or very little chance
right.
of reproduction, right? I spill over and everything. So what they're
right.
trying to do, the research shows that if you over-sexualize a child, you
mm-hmm.
can have them more controllable, and then you can also segment their personality, what's called fracture their personality, to give them into kind of like a schizophrenia. And you can also have them endure long-term sexual confusion. The entire agenda is to sexually confuse the children so that eventually it becomes so obvious to everybody that the next generation is so sexually inept that they don't know the real function of a penis and a vagina, that the government, which is just these groups, declares openly at a press conference, the birth rate is falling, no one knows how to use a penis or vagina anymore, we're going to have to take over who reproduces and who doesn't. And then all of a sudden, you having sex is illegal, you have to be sterilized, you're not part of the government reproduction program, and what they're going to do is apply the Nazi philosophy, you know, to the feeble-minded, they call the moron class, and make sure they don't breed into the future. So it starts with making the kids sexually confused and sexually inept. So they want to get away from standard penis and vagina sex and make 20 or 50 versions. The more versions, the better. The more versions of inverted sex, the better, to make the population so sexually inept that we have a problem procreating. And they know that, I mean, they want to reduce the population anyway, but they have to disguise it and cloak it in some kind of altruistic disguise. And the disguise is, you don't know how to have sex anymore, general population, we're going to take it from here. Because if they just came out, like in China, and said, you can have more than one kid, sometimes there's a lot of rebellion potential. So by pre-framing it the perfect way where the average person will accept it inside their mind, you vent off the rebellion potential and you get where you want to go in the first place, which is like a culling of the herd.
Right.
So this is why the perverse sex education in Canada here, there was a guy by the name of Ben Levin. So if you want to look this piece of work up, Benlevin, he was the Deputy Minister of Education in the province of Ontario. And he forwarded sexual ed curriculum changes, which were protested and shut down by the public because they were so inverted and perverse. And he was caught and jailed on child pornography charges. And in the sting operation, they have him being recorded by the police, bragging about having sex with his own daughters and dreaming of the day he can have sex with his granddaughters as infants.
Right.
And this was the Deputy Minister of Education for the province of Ontario in Canada.
And when did that happen?
2014.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just a blip on the radar. And again, is it one person that is a pedophile? No, these pedophiles are groomed. They're usually sexually abused themselves by people in high positions of authority. And once you sexually abuse a child, you can make a little bit of a slave out of them. They become very reflexively obedient to you. So they're the perfect sort of pawn you want to promote into the upper bastions of power inside the ruling pyramid so that you can show up at the office one day, push over the sex ed changes you want, and this bootlicker, order taker, mind control slave just says, yes, sir, how high, sir.
Right.
And this is why you're going to find the most inept and the most corrupt people in power and most sexually perverse, because a lot of them have been initiated through these pedophile cults and then groomed for positions of power inside government and inside, hierarchical positions in corporations as well.
Right. So yeah, I think what you're saying is right. I think now they're all complicit by the time they come into government in the U.S. anyhow, that they're in these families that do this.
They're either in, a lot of them too, Evelyn, are just, you know, for better lack of, they're not intellectually gifted, and they're picked because they're not intellectually gifted. You know, the average person in your government gets stroked $100,000 or $200,000 to pass some bill, and they're just thinking, hey, I made $200,000. They're usually inept. There's not a lot of them that know exactly what's going on. They're just very happy to get a little manila envelope full of cash. They have no idea.
Well, you know where this stands out is when Biden, when he's swearing in members of Congress, how them parents are right there, and he's right there on C-SPAN for the whole world to watch, feeling up their little daughters right on TV, right, for everyone to watch. And those parents just stand there and let it go on.
It's the same thing. I mean, I've seen that video of Biden. The jury's still out on that one. But these people are clinical psychopaths once you get into that level. And a lot of times their behavior gives them away because they don't think they can be stopped regardless of what they do. So they
right.
become very loose with their behavior. So
well,
yes,
really, really loose to let the whole world watch. I mean, people have put together clips of him on different times swearing in, you know, so you can watch them all together.
But
and I mean, and I remember my childhood really well. And I remember being a little girl like that one that is trying to get away from him when he's trying to feel up her breast. She's only probably about 9 or 10.
And you'll see, so, Evelyn, that even though it's very offensive, you also see no one does anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. They're right out there. In fact, Obama just gave him some medal.
Right, and if you notice on the inside of the medal, it's the Star of David. If you investigate, you know, what that star really means, you know, it harks all the way. The star is one of the main symbols or iconography, main icons of ancient Egypt. It's basically crowning him, a very obedient slave to the king. That's what's going on there. And
oh, really? That's what that's about?
Oh, yeah. When he had that medal around his neck, and when someone like that puts a medal around your neck, it's about a collar. It's about who controls you, like a dog collar. It's almost a reminder to say, don't forget who has the choke collar around your neck. So sometimes
yeah.
you know, or the noose. So
yeah.
keep you know, Biden might have. He might have been rewarded, or it could have been a warning to Biden as well to keep his mouth shut.
Hmm.
So you
well,
never
that'd be
know.
Just like when he gave Barack Obama one of those bracelets with the pizza on it for his 55th birthday because they're best friends.
Yeah, I mean, this icon of the pizza is synonymous on the FBI website with pedophilia. And, you know,
right.
a yummy piece of pizza is just a very young... sex victim, a young pedophile victim. That's what a piece of pizza equals. And if you go on the FBI website, you'll see that the words pizza are synonymous with pedophile activity. That's their code
right,
words.
Right.
That
hot dogs
use.
Is boys, and cheese pizza is young girls, little girls, and pasta is little boys.
And this isn't just now. This is a religion exported out of the United Kingdom, and the people who are exporting out of the United Kingdom, they're originally from the Middle East, and thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. They don't teach this in school. They destroy books that implicate this sort of historical linkage, that these groups were famous for burning the library at Alexandria, where you could attain documents to prove who these people were, what were their religious affiliations and beliefs, and it's kind of floated as burnt dust into history, picked up by the wind like dandelion fluff. And no, there's still books out there, but you have to dig really hard to find out exactly who these people are. And they have all these new weapons. They have the chemtrails. They have the vaccines. The vaccines are their number one weapon against humanity to block what's called higher brain function or ascension or awakening. Trauma shuts down higher brain function. So if I come into your house and scare you with a gun, you go into your electrical impulses in your brain goes to what's called your prefrontal cortex. It's a very low IQ place. So anytime you're frightened, Evelyn, your IQ
mm-hmm.
drops, but it can come back on. So this is the trauma is something that they've traditionally used throughout history, the public sacrifices, the wars, the 9/11s, the Sandy Hooks, the Columbine. These are all organized by them to drive the fear into the human mind because it stunts intellect. It stunts thinking process.
Well, this is the thing where mind control comes over so much. Cause why do Americans continue to allow them to do this? To murder all these people, right? I know it's to traumatize everyone, but they know by now that they're doing this.
I'm not too sure a lot of them are aware, or they're just too afraid to do anything because of the trauma. Trauma-based mind control victims only want to avoid more trauma. Because they're so frightened, they're already full to the brim. they can't take any more trauma. That's why they're reflexively obedient, because they don't want any more conflict. So when you drown a society in trauma, they'll almost do anything you want because they can't handle any more. So they figure, if I disobey, I get punished, and if I just go along with this, you know, maybe master will see me as a good slave, and it never works out like that. But again, this is an ancient, it's like battered wife syndrome, if you want to make it easier for the audience to understand it. The wife doesn't have to know every command, you know, in advance. The battered woman who lives with an abuser, all the battered woman knows is whatever he says, I got to do. Or what happens the next trauma comes. So trauma-based mind control is battered woman syndrome is a good reflection of that for the average person to kind of understand the dynamics of it. Don't forget, in a lot of times in battered woman syndrome, the abused wife has gone out and killed the abuser, right? Killed the husband.
Right.
If he was abusive. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say battered wife syndrome?
Oh, absolutely. I lived through that. My husband was a batterer, and I lived through that, and I was just thinking, I rebelled all the way back then. That would have been in, God, I was only like probably 21.
Right, eventually you'll get up.
I'm 66, so this is way back. And when I was 21, that was like 1971. And back then, people didn't get divorced, you know.
Right.
But I did. I left them. I wasn't going to put up with that.
And eventually, all victims change. So you either leave them, and in certain cases, and that's why it's such a famous word, is a lot of time the battered woman killed the husband, and then they were found not guilty because of the abuse. This is what our human farmers are terribly afraid of, is that the trauma is no longer working and that the rebellion is coming, and that has to do with a frightened mind can adapt and change to where it can rebel against the abuser. But if you destroy the brain, you don't have to worry about any of that, and that's what the vaccines are for. So trauma shuts the brain off temporarily, and then eventually the abusee comes back, their mind comes back online, and they can attack and rebel against the abuser. But if I destroy your brain with known brain destructive toxins and vaccines, I don't have to worry about any of that, because a brain damaged person, their mind never comes back online.
Right.
Do you understand? It's an evolution. Trauma shuts your brain off temporarily. Toxins and vaccines shut your brain off permanently.
Now, what about all the drugs that the medical profession's given people? I mean, all the psychiatric drugs, I mean, those really are brain damaging, right?
They all work synergistically, and the more, they're all anti-nutrients. So the body is made up of nutrition, and if you eat poorly, like if you don't eat good nutrition, your body kind of starts to rot from the inside. And then if you start to toxins, like if you eat a medication, a pharmaceutical medication, those are called anti-nutrients, because when you put one inside your body has to give up nutrition substances inside yourself to deal with the poisonous intruder. So when a person is sick, it's because they're malnourished. And they're malnourished because that's part of the agenda. They're trying to tell people that their food doesn't matter. And if they do happen to get some food, they want to add poison to it. So the average person is walking into the hospital malnourished and showing signs of poisoning. And then the people who've organized that also control the medical schools and all the curriculum that are taught to doctors. Now it's a slippery slope, because the person's not going to address what they're eating, so they're going to eat their hot dogs and their beer, and now they're going to put toxic drugs in their mouth. It just finishes them off quicker.
Right.
and they steal.
It seems like they're making people just sickly enough so they hang on until every dime of their money is gone, you know, because now, you know, with Medicare and everything, they have co-payments and all this stuff, extra payments, and they have to pay more for Medicare and all this. But they keep people hanging on, and I heard one out of three people gets Alzheimer's or dementia now. And then they keep them on all these drugs and just keep them hanging on. Like, I've seen people on years kept on dialysis. You know, I mean, this is something I've seen, two people in the last few years that were kept on dialysis for years, and they died. And this dialysis really drains your body, doesn't it?
Well, basically, there's a lot of, you know, operations like you're describing where the finances of the slave class are extracted from them.
Mm-hmm.
A slave with money who has enough money to maybe retire early and write a book or research this, this is the most dangerous slave because you could get all the other slaves all riled up.
Right.
The entire idea behind taxes, you have to understand that the people running the country don't need money because it's just paper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They print it, and they've been caught stealing as much of it as they need at any time and in any quantity. They don't need your tax, and they don't need your copay on your Medicare. What they need is for you not to have power.
Right.
They're not trying to drain your money. They're trying to make sure that no one in the slave camp has enough money to leave the slave camp or enough power to organize the slaves against slave master.
Right.
All you have,
well,
your... Go ahead.
I'm watching people in their 80s working, for God's sakes.
Right. Because when they're working, Evelyn, they can't meet at the coffee shop and maybe get together and say, you know, we're gonna protest circumcision, and we're gonna protest vaccines, or we're gonna have a seminar tonight. It's called the acceleration. This is what our human farmers call it. The acceleration is the overtaxation of the slave, the slave camp, in conjunction with using the media to have them spend more money. So all they do is work all day and run around chasing their tail.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the best slaves, ones that don't have enough power to stop.
And these people that I'm talking about that are working in their 80s, excuse me, I'm sure that they were pretty reliable people and stuff, and I think that they probably saved accordingly and planned for their old age. But it's here, and it ain't getting it. You know, that they don't have enough money. I mean, they're working because they have to.
They don't want anybody with enough money to buy organic food, to buy seed, to arm themselves, to even fire off 50 rounds at a gun range to practice their accuracy. They don't want the average person to have any disposable income other than enough to have their cell phones irradiate them from their pocket and to have Netflix so that they can dump their next mind control garbage load directly into your brain. That's all the disposable income they want you to have. They'll probably prescribe you marijuana in the next decade. That'll be free. And the alcohol will be free with food stamps, I imagine. You'll always be able to sedate and pollute yourself. That'll be on the house eventually.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. We only got like 10 minutes left. Talk about how the food is addictive and how it's poisoning everybody.
Well, it's addictive in many ways. Number one, addiction is purposely taught and misunderstood and taught to be misunderstood. Addiction is about killing one's pain.
Right.
Yeah, there are smokers who quit smoking and then they always say they gain weight. They gain weight because they switch addiction. They go from quitting smoking, they quit smoking, and then they start on the sugar, or they start drinking more. So was the person really addicted to cigarettes? They weren't addicted to cigarettes. They were addicted to sedation, painkilling. All addictions are proven painkillers. Now, who needs painkillers? The only people that need painkillers are people in pain. Our social engineers purposely create a painful existence. And when someone's in pain, they will always change. always, they will always change unless you surround them with the sedative substances so they can escape their pain. But when you escape your pain with addictive substances, you stay stuck in your stuckness and you never change. If there was no alcohol, if there was no marijuana, if there was no cigarettes, if there was no coffee, and coffee is one of the most dangerous. It's so
really
dangerous what it does to the brain. And this is kept from the public en masse. If you think vaccine science is hidden from the public, coffee science is completely hidden from the public. It's one of the most dangerous drugs you could ever put in your body. You'll never change if you drink coffee. You will not change. You will stay in the most desperate situation without even a thought of, you know, modifying your behavior to change your life. And that's what all these substances are for, is so that you feel comfortable in your worst life, because that worst life benefits the people that drive all these substances into your community. The CIA, the DEA in Los Angeles caught the CIA smuggling coke in.
Right.
In Bill Clinton's law firm in Little Rock, Arkansas, another lawyer by the name of, his last name was Nichols, I can't remember his first name,
Larry Nichols,
testified that there was enough cocaine running through there to choke a rhino.
Right.
And if you think Bill Clinton was in there for the money, they print the money. This is an ancient ruling structure by which you sedate the slave class to make them better slaves. This has nothing to do with cocaine. This has nothing to do with money or profit or people being self-serving to themselves today. This is about how a massive group of people from a very old part of the world have learned through the centuries to farm humans. And the best way to farm them is when they're under psychedelic influence.
Oh, sure.
Caffeine, yeah. Nicotine, alcohol. Marijuana is their new one. And you can see how well they know how to orchestrate this. They have everybody cheering marijuana, and that's exactly what they want. They want everybody high. It's the biggest sedation substance moving right now. And the government's going to be backing it. It's going to be an absolute disaster.
Well, I'm fearing it because of all the health cures, of all the medical cures in marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, it does sedate a little bit. But, I mean, if you did the investigation of why these people are sick in the first place, a lot of them are vaccine damaged, the effort
right
has to be going toward not hurting yourself in the first place.
Right.
Not
well,
running
I'm talking
toward
about, like,
marijuana
for cancer and things that they've hidden, they've not allowed. You know,
a lot of that, Evelyn, you just got to know how these people work and connect the dots. They want
yeah
you to want what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they work. So if you're ever finding yourself, like, very vigorously wanting what they want, you got to step back and know who you're dealing with.
Well, that's what they tell everybody. I mean, the mainstream media in this country is so horrible that I tell everybody, I never watch it, never, ever, ever. And people tell me something, I'll say, where did you hear that? And they'll say, on a mainstream media show. You know, and I'll figure out who would benefit if the opposite of whatever they were telling me was true. And usually it's something somebody would benefit. So I believe the opposite of what they tell me. Whenever the mainstream media says,
usually
I'll believe
the safest
opposite
way to conduct yourself these days is whatever the TV is saying, it's the opposite.
Right.
I tell people the easiest way to see all this, I know some people think I'm a good talker and I can explain things well. If someone gets healthy, they'll see all this instantly. There's no school required. There's, you know, reading books really helps. But if you're healthy, you'll read a book every 2 or 3 days. If you're unhealthy, you'll never read a book. You won't be able to connect the dots if you're unhealthy. The entire journey for anybody out there who might think some of this sounds very far-fetched, get healthy first and then start looking at the world. It'll be as plain as day, all in plain sight.
Well, that's what I'm hoping that my example will do to people, my friends and family members who are mind-controlled. that they'll see, you know, how healthy I am. It's been a little over a year now, so I went completely organic and got rid of all the toxic things in my house. I mean, all the plastic, Teflon stuff, all the hair product, all the makeup, everything with toxins in it. And microwave, got rid of that. My cell phone, got rid of that. And I am so healthy. No,
I think it's the end of the show.
Yeah, they put my music on and that tells me, I appreciate you coming on. Jason, you are so knowledgeable about everything. That day we talked on the phone, you just know everything. Will you come on again?
Sure, Evelyn. Anytime you want me, I can make time in the week for you.
Well, that would be wonderful. And then, thank you so much. And I'll keep on posting your videos. And